This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The legal teams have made their final pitches in the impeachment trial of U.S. President Donald Trump. Senators vote later this week. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
The president's lawyers argue the impeachment is aimed at overturning the last election and interfering in this November's, and it's not up to the Senate to pick the commander-in-chief.
Leave it to the voters to choose their president.
But lead House impeachment manager Adam Schiff mocked White House counsel Pat Cipollone's argument.
He's guilty as sin, but can't we just let the voters decide?
Schiff says no, because they know the president cheated to win one election and will do it again.
100%.
It takes a two-thirds vote to remove the president, meaning his acquittal is all but certain in the GOP-led Senate come Wednesday. Sagar Magani, Washington.
China is accusing the United States of whipping up panic over the fast-spreading coronavirus with travel restrictions and evacuations. The death toll in China rose to 361 on Monday. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reports the pandemic is having an impact on China's benchmark stock index.
China's stock market suffered its worst drop in nearly 5 years on Monday as the virus hit mainland reopened its exchanges for the first time since the Lunar New Year holiday. Fears over the new coronavirus saw investors selling the yuan and dumping commodities, with around $400 billion wiped from the Shanghai Composite Index. The benchmark closed nearly 8% lower, the biggest one-day drop since 2015. The ticker around the Shanghai Stock Exchange, which would have shown a plunge, was shut off on Monday. Investors are bracing for volatility as the spread of the new coronavirus weighs on the world's growth outlook.
That's Michelle Hennessy reporting. You're listening to VOA News. The latest attempt at an HIV vaccine has failed. Researchers say they've stopped giving the experimental shots. In a major study, AP's Shelley Adler has more.
The study had enrolled more than 5,400 people since 2016 in South Africa, a country with one of the world's highest HIV rates. Last month, monitors checked how the study was going, and according to the U.S. National Institutes of Health, 129 HIV infections had occurred among the vaccine recipients, compared with 123 among those given a dummy shot. Two other large studies in several countries are underway, testing a different approach to a possible HIV vaccine. Shelley Adler, Washington.
A key accuser in the New York rape trial of Harvey Weinstein faced cross-examination on Monday. AP's Ed Donahue.
The woman had testified Weinstein trapped her in a New York hotel room in March of 2013 and 8 months later at a Los Angeles hotel. Under cross-examination, Weinstein attorney Donna Rotuno accused her of being manipulative, that she liked the party, she liked the power. The woman testified she stayed in touch with the once powerful movie mogul to protect her acting career, to make him believe she wasn't a threat. She later admitted she was afraid of Weinstein's unpredictable anger. At times during cross-examination, the woman struggled to recall certain details, asking for a break, saying she was getting a little foggy. I'm Ed Donahue.
Britain's justice minister says the government will introduce emergency legislation to prevent convicted terrorists from automatically being released early from prison. This comes a day after police shot dead a man they say stabbed two people in South London. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for the attack. A recording of the Broadway show Hamilton is coming to U.S. movie theaters. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta reports.
My name is Alexander Hamilton.
A version of Hamilton featuring creator Lin-Manuel Miranda and the original Broadway cast will hit North American movie theaters on October 15, 2021, according to the Walt Disney Company. The show was filmed in June of 2016 in New York. Show director Tommy Cale, who also directs the film version, says they are thrilled that fans and new audiences will get to experience what it was like on stage and in the audience. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
U.S. Democrats are in the farm state of Iowa tonight holding caucuses to begin picking a nominee to face Republican President Donald Trump in next November's national election. There are 11 candidates vying to be the favorite. The Iowa winner could get a boost in other state contests that soon follow the nominating process, or shove poor Iowa performers out of the race altogether. Many caucus goers have said they're still undecided. Marissa Melton, VOA News.